Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The microphone is on. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Es un gran gusto estar aquí con.
It is a great pleasure to be here with you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I thank the organization and the delegates have been fighting since the century passed to open up venues in the League of Nations and the UN. The leader from the Shoshone people and other delegations since 1977, working at the Conference of NGOs in Geneva and subsequent meetings. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, indigenous peoples, the international community is bearing witness to a meaningful process and the adoption of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And this, incorporating it into domestic legal frameworks, in studying constitutions, laws, legislations, policies, and judicial rulings, and other mechanisms through which states have taken measures to achieve the goals of the Declaration, MRIP has documented progress in attaining the objectives. However, as studies show, there remains gaps in implementation. Articles 11 and 12 of the Declaration on Restitution and Repatriation of Cultural Matters and Human Remains. I am happy to pleased to commend the working group that has led to success in these efforts in Mexico. Many relics of indigenous peoples in the Americas are found in museum collections in the United States and in Europe. I would like to recognize the efforts of the museums in these regions to participate ever increasingly in constructive discussions on the return and repatriation of indigenous relics. There are human rights policies and instruments in the EU that include a respect for the Declaration and which has been supported in the United States as well. Given this progress, I should like to recommend that the MRIP draft an exhaustive study together with the indigenous peoples, museums, the world of academia and other cultural bodies, as well as NGOs, the idea being to document and analyze best practices in the restoration and the return and repatriation of indigenous relics and human remains. This would offer guidance for future efforts as well in this matter that is of such great importance to indigenous peoples. Thank you very much.